In this episode, we look at the model of wage determination. In a perfectly competitive labor market, wages are determined by the forces of demand and supply. In a perfectly competitive labor market, firms become price takers, and so do not have control over the wage they pay. It is determined by the interaction of market labor demand and supply. This wage is equal to the marginal cost and average cost for the firm because the supply is perfectly elastic for an individual's firm's labor. The wage is the sum of economic rent, triangle ATV, and transfer earnings, TVOQ. The economic rent is what is in addition to the minimum wage required to keep labor employed. As supply gets more elastic, economic rent reduces to zero, as the labor market for this particular job becomes more competitive. The interaction in the market between demand and supply will determine the relative wage. Marginal revenue product, MRP. The higher the MRP, the more valuable the worker is because the worker generates more revenue for the firm. This should make the demand for more productive workers higher, which should lead to a higher relative wage. E.g. Investment bankers are paid more than gardeners in an office building because they generate more revenue for the firm.
Role of skills.
The more skills a worker has, the more valuable they are. Skills are usually correlated with the MRP of a worker.
Fewer workers will have these skills, so their supply is more inelastic.
Workers with more inelastic supply will tend to get a higher relative wage. For example, investment bankers are more inelastic in supply than gardeners.
Reasons for wage differentials. Workers are paid differently within the same occupation and in different occupations. We call the wage differences wage differentials.
Apart from skills differences, workers can receive different wages because of location. Wages differ by region.
Industry. Some industries paid better than others.
Trade unions can also have an impact on wage rates.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!